Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hurricane Maria could make landfall later this week on St. Thomas, St. John, St. Martin, Caribbean islands already devastated by Irma. So what happens to tourism? On the U.S. Virgin Islands alone, about half of the 100,000 residents work in tourism. Hugh Riley is Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization. We last spoke as he arrived on Antigua as part of an emergency response team after Irma. He's back in Barbados. Hugh, on some of the islands, not a building, tree, or road is undamaged. Your sense of how this will impact tourism?
Well, it will. I mean, tourism is our livelihood in the Caribbean, and every country that you have just mentioned, every island that you have mentioned, depends upon tourism to a greater or lesser extent, more to a greater extent. And so the rebuilding process will take a while, and until that happens, there is going to be some pain. Most of the Caribbean is untouched by Irma, but the entire Caribbean is still going to be affected. Earlier in the year, our forecast was to receive 30 million visitors to the Caribbean this year. Irma has changed that forecast. All things are not equal anymore. We've had a Category 5 hurricane come through that's damaged a number of our islands and has endangered, to some extent, even those that are untouched, unscathed by Irma.
How so?
Well, people don't always have a good, sharp sense of the geography of the Caribbean. I mean, Bahamas is a good example where the islands of the Bahamas cover an area of 100,000 square miles. Some things that happen in the southern part of the Bahamas might have nothing at all to do with Nassau. But people don't have a good sense of that. So Hurricane Irma, as devastating as it has been in a few islands, left many islands untouched because it didn't go anywhere near most of the islands.
Right, and so you're afraid that people will just in general say, I'm afraid of going to the Caribbean.
That's exactly the problem that we have.
Well, tell us some of the islands that weren't touched.
Barbados, St. Lucia, and Grenada, and Trinidad and Tobago, and I mean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica, Martinique, and Guadeloupe. These are all islands that are very, very popular and very well known. St. Kitts and Nevis. People should really do two things. Look at a map of the Caribbean, or just simply take a look at the official website of the island that you're thinking about.
Yeah. I'm looking at a map right now. It's a reminder of just how many beautiful islands there are. But what are your fears? I mean, St. Martin, flattened. You know, what happens to those people when they can't work? And maybe it's St. Bart's, right, you know, next door, they can. I mean, along those lines, maybe people migrating, leaving.
Well, there is always going to be some displacement, and there are ways of handling that. Let's look at what's happened in terms of the islands that are associated with a developed country. So the French government has already stepped up and offered all kinds of assistance, as you might imagine, to rebuild and replace and accommodate the French territories. Similar sentiments have come from the United States government in regard to U.S. territories, particularly the U.S. Virgin Islands, which has taken it on the chin.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Dutch government and with the British government. So the question is, where do displaced people go? How do they get accommodated? Where do they find work? That's going to happen via the means that I've just mentioned, but it will also happen within the Caribbean. Already you're going to see the movement of skilled labor around the Caribbean because people are able to do that within certain parameters in the region.
We spoke to you, as we said, a week ago. What islands have you since visited and what did you see?
My group went to Anguilla and some went to the British Virgin Islands. So I was able to see firsthand the kinds of issues, some of which are not immediately obvious. So if your electricity supply isn't strong or doesn't exist in some parts of the island, it certainly affects your ability to do banking. Well, if your banking isn't really functioning, that affects people's ability to pay. Most people don't walk around with pockets full of cash. They have credit cards. But if you're trying to do business and pay with your credit card, but the banking system isn't up and running or the connectivity via telecoms isn't there, then you can't get credit card approval. So the obvious answer is, well, why don't you pay cash? Oops. but you can't go to the ATM to get cash. Everything is contingent upon something else being up and running. Similarly, there are a number of businesses in Anguilla, and I'm sure throughout the other affected territories of the Caribbean, where the electrical supply was knocked out. Then there's a generator. So big hotels have powerful generators, but those generators need fuel. And the fuel supply, I mean, you can expect long lines waiting at petrol stations trying to get fuel. And then somebody said, well, don't worry about it because a tanker is going to arrive tomorrow. Fine. Now, a Category 5 hurricane churns up the waves quite a bit and could disturb those underwater lines from which the fuel would come from the tanker to the storage units. Mm. So those have to be inspected before you can get your new supplies of fuel.
Well, look, we've been reading, you know, comments from some of the country's ministers for tourism. I'm looking at Asat Michael, I think it is, from Antigua. He says, a week lost in tourism arrivals in Antigua is worth about $5 million in expenditure in our economy. Is there a push to maybe ask tourists to come, even though the islands aren't ready, maybe create a sort of help us rebuild tourism?
Well, people are actually volunteering to do that. Two things are happening. There is already a groundswell of what people call voluntourism, sort of people saying, I want to come, yeah. I want to help in some way, I want to start with the rebuilding process. And then there are others saying, look, I know that the best way of helping is to come there and be a tourist.
Hugh Riley, Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, the development agency representing all 28 Caribbean countries. Hugh, best to you in the coming months.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your concern. Thank you, Robin.